This is going to be something that you're not going to believe. Let me put it that way. 317-239-1009. If you do believe and you've done this, what did you do for the gram? Live the Web Girl is about to share a story that is just sounds outrageous and crazy to me.
Liv, tell us.
Tell us what you did to get an Instagram photo, because you almost died.
Right. Okay. So I was in St. Lucia, all right, in the Caribbean islands, and I saw this mountain. It was like so tall and it was beautiful. And it was like the centerpiece of St. Lucia. Like no one could take their eyes off of it. And so I just knew that at the top of that very, very, very tall mountain, there was an epic Instagram picture waiting to happen. I knew the views were going to be insane. The likes were going to flow in like crazy. So I decided that I was going to get to the top of this freaking mountain if my life depended on it. And it took 6 hours.
6 hours.
6 hours. I climbed practically vertical up. It was me and like five other people I was with. We were climbing those rocks with no harnesses, no like safety nets, nothing like at all. I had no idea what I was going to be in for. And at one point, I was just climbing up this super thick rope that was just tied by like some local to St. Lucia around like the root of a tree. Like literally
that
just,
sounds really safe.
And like there were no harnesses or anything. And like our tour guide like didn't really talk to us at all. And he was like barefoot. And this wasn't with like any sort of like organization. It was just like a random local we found and like paid him like $40 to take us to the top. And I literally was scaling like rocks. Like I was holding on to this rope. Both legs were on these two boulders like far apart. I was practically horizontal with the ground, pulling myself up with just my own like body weight and no harness on. If I would have fallen, I would have died. I was literally like on the side of a cliff, just hanging on by a rope with the support of my legs against this like huge giant boulder. And I was climbing, and the only thing that I was thinking, I was like, get to the top, girlfriend. Get to the top. There's going to be a gram picture that is going to be epic. And so I climbed that thing. I was so scared. I was like whimpering. I was like, like so scared because if I fell, it was like hanging over to where if I fell, the boulder was extended to where like I was coming from that like if I would have fallen, I would have died. And there were many different like rope courses like that throughout the thing that were just tied on to random roots of the tree that I was just climbing up. Like it was like I was rock climbing without any sort of harness, rope, safety net, nothing. I signed no waiver, anything, but the gram photo that I got, 100% worth it.
This is Liv.
Worth the 6 hours.
This is Liv just, you know, thinking to herself once she actually got to the top.
So relatable. Yes, so relatable. Absolutely hysterical. I do things for the gram constantly. I've bought food that I didn't eat just for the picture. I don't like cotton candy. And there's a picture on my Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z of me holding cotton candy. Did not eat that. I threw it away after. paid for that. Threw it away. I have driven around town for like hours looking for a certain color wall to take a picture in front of. I went to Denver last summer and I needed a white wall for my 4th of July picture. And we drove around downtown Denver for seriously like 45 minutes looking for a blank white wall that wasn't too dark. So I've done that. I've gotten lip injections before. I've definitely done all kinds of stuff knowing that I would look better in pictures. And I know how that sounds. I know it's
you
so stupid.
You two are so vain.
I admit that it's stupid, but like so many people do this, they just don't admit it. That's the thing. So many millennials do this. Guys do it too. They all do this for the gram. They do stuff, challenges, whatever. It's people do it all the time. They just don't want to admit it. I at least admit it. And my friends
what
do know.
What are guys doing for Instagram photos? Where are they going?
Okay, well, are you kidding me? The entire time I was like saying for the gram and my boyfriend and his best friend were making fun of me. but I took photos of them where I got a photo. And then later that night, I heard them being like, oh my gosh, dude, like this is going to be freaking epic when I post this on Instagram. And I was like, see, see, it's not just me. I'm just the only one that will admit it. But I know so many girls that do this and they go to crazy places and do crazy things just for the gram. And they go on trips
knowing that
they'll just get good gram
pictures. I want to hear from women that actually say, yeah, Alex and Liv are right. I do that kind of stuff too. Or maybe you can call somebody out. Maybe you're a guy or maybe you're like, you have a girl, you know, one of your good girlfriends and she's always going places and you're like, why do you do that?
Whether
you agree or not.
People absolutely do this.
I just want to hear from these people. I want to understand where they're going. Why are they doing this? What have you done for the gram? Let us know. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram.